Hiyo ni shauri ya mama wangu. Do you know are the kids here? Oh, okay, sorry. I just want to say, it's not us who determine. It's Daniel and her group that determine. So, if Kaliuki comes, who am I? I'm preaching. I'm not giving an idea. Now, I realize that our time is... By the way, George, Gigi is not Grace Gadoni. Because... Somebody was wondering, what are my GGG means? GGG means goodness gracious, but for real, it's George Getogawa Getahi. And Getahi means that who embraces, the one who tahias, the one who gets it. Actually, I was supposed to be called Johi. But because my grandpa used to like the beer, and then there was a gentleman in the neighborhood and said, no, you already have a Johi in the other of your daughter. Why? And you have a lot of goats. Why don't you call him Getonga? That is how my names came to be. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, as we said this morning, the new name we are going to get in heaven, Haitabahatishwa Kijijini. It is a name that is all designed. Can you believe right now as you speak, there is already your name in heaven? It has been kept and nobody will know other than you and the one who offers. Praise the name of the Lord. In fact, as we were coming, somebody confessed he might have a ceremony of removing the word Moreu into another better name. So I'm glad people are considering changing in names because some of them are I don't want to tell the one I just remembered because we have some that are young. This time, I realize that there are some frustrations here with some workshops and they are pressed. And in fact, I was telling the former Nani Lucas, why can't I let these people give the forum and I'm ready to forfeit so that you get to listen to those people who have actually come all the way from Kenya to do the service. And he kept, no, don't worry, there will always be time for everything. So Mwangeshi helped me to make sure I begin another now, but I would love to do less so that you can also embrace others. Gigi can always come from Atlanta, or you can come to Atlanta if I don't finish this, and we can always be blessed. Praise the name of the Lord. Earlier on, we said this, that it is not over until it is over. I know you didn't hear this. It is not over, even though people have said it is over, until it is over. And we also said, the Lord has the final word. My sister, who has just given a very moving story here, you've taught us a very sad story about losing a dear one, a brother, and feeling like, what is this up to? But let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. When we were here, Dr. Jeroy was wondering what was going on with the fire thing. I told him there will be a testimony after this because of the fireworks. And true to the fact, our sister came saying there was an oracle and God was trying to do something about it. I'm over 50, believe it or not, and I have come to realize this. Anything that happens to a Christian, if you believe in God, I have matured not to ask why anymore, but I ask what. Instead of why, because you never get the whys, but I ask, what is it that you want to teach me, God? So whatever tragedy you may go in your life, it is okay as a human being to ask those questions. But guess what? God always knows the reason. And the question I've asked is, what is it that we want to learn? Sasa wakati sitima ilipotea, mimi nilikuwa na furahi sana. In fact, I was looking for the third one, even the fourth one, because I knew there's a reason behind it. And in fact, I was looking for an outside kamukoji where we shall all go in mpotea sauti. Tuige huko tupotea and we get used to. You guys are so comfortable with this AC. Kama ingekuwa Kenya, tuge sweat, Nigeria ingedelea. There is always a reason for everything. Praise the name of the Lord. Now,
I want to go speedily. But let me tell you this about those who think that you have failed. If things do not work out for you, don't think two failures will stop you from succeeding the third time. The fact you did not eat well does not mean you will not eat well someday. There was a song, I just heard it on the radio. I did not participate. I just heard it. You know, we listen a lot of things on the radio, right? So there was this guy saying, and I'm saved. They said it in this Kikuyu. Omo de neidwe to lera naroshio neidwe to ka. Omo arekuo. Was that Kamaru? You know, I just heard it. I did not participate it, but I heard it. Inasema, leo ni sisi tunafanya nini? Leo diyo tunachangilia, lakini kesho tunafanya nini? We shall be participated. So that you do not dismiss yourself and you think it is all gone. Listen to somebody who failed many times, but never gave up. I know you've listened to this story. He says this. In 1831, he failed in business. In 1832, he was defeated for legislature when he wanted to start for a senate or for a cabinet. I don't know what it was. 1834, he was elected to legislature. But 1835, his sweetheart died. 1836, he had a nervous breakdown. 1838, he was defeated when he wanted to fight for the position of a speaker. 1840, he was defeated for an elector. 1843, he was defeated for Congress. 1846, he was elected for Congress. 1848, he was defeated for Congress. 1855, defeated for senator. 1856, defeated for vice president. 1858, defeated for senate. 1860, he was elected the president of the U.S. His name is President Lincoln. Who is he? Abraham Lincoln. Yes. So many failings. If he had a whisper, at this is a message from the Lord. Umeanguka mara tano, dugu. This is a prayer of God telling you, keep it off. Don't you see the signal? Don't you have people tell you, can't you see dalili? Umejalibu, 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 umejalibu. Like we have this lady in Atlanta who went to the embassy 9th time. She was from Lemuru. 6, 7, 8. Akaabiwa, Margaret, orono wa tikiti, nipatie, this time round. She was persistent. Until the 9th time, she got the visa. You know, sometimes God wants to see our patience. Before even he does this one new thing, your new thing may come at a time you may not know. And the problem we do is when we think that the new thing must happen when it is happening for other people. I want to tell you 1, 2, 3, and 4 characteristics of the new thing that God is about to do. Because you know what? We might be excited and the message might be that he is doing a new thing. And somebody may have faith, and by the time you leave here, you may say, why is it that he is not doing the right thing? I want to tell you this for a fact. The new thing is here with us, and as I said in the morning, you need to open your eyes to see what God has done. I have seen many people who have been reminded by people. Do you know how blessed you are? Do you know, Mr. Kariuki, how lucky you are? Namutu anangalia, who is that? What are you talking about? I'm blessed. Do you know a nice wife that you have? Do you know you are so well blessed? Alafu naanza kutafuta, where is the blessings? You can't see it. It is there because the devil has blinded you that you cannot see. You have to make sure that to know that the blessing that God wants is here. But sometimes we want him to make it in a certain way, in our own way, and in a certain style. And God does not bring you the new thing the way you think. God may package you things in a different way. Are you looking for a wife?
You might think that you might get your wife from the church. Or you think it's a crusade. Then we go to KCFA. Do you know? You might get your wife from a tattoo. When a lady is pressing you, and then you are looking up, pressing me, and you are looking up, and maybe that would be your connection. It could happen from the most unpredictable places. Tell me, some of you, where did you meet yours? Ulikutana wapi wewe, Joe Kakama, where I was? Where did you meet yours? Yeah? Where? Lanette, yeah, I know Lanette. Where? What was the occasion? Speak the truth. It's not going to change things. Because we are talking about this new thing. And somebody might think, as somebody will come here, ladies and gentlemen, I'm here, I'm single, I'm looking for a brother who is available. No, it doesn't happen. How did it start? Where? How does this new thing happen? Where was it? Kabaiko, where did you meet? What was the occasion? You went to Kunywa Chai. Were you a brother? Yeah? Not then. How did you start it? How did you do it? How did you that new thing come? By the way, the Bible says, he who fights a good wife fights a fight. A new thing. So how did it start? What? Challenge you kid. Or when you are put in a singles meeting, you went to preach. And she was in watching. A student then. Were you a student? What were you? She was a student and he was a preacher. She said, Huh? Alikoja? Iya kugoja sina shida nayo. I'm asking. Kina si everybody gojad. Dr. Jaroga, how did this new thing happen in your life? The new thing. We are talking, he's about to do a new thing. How did he do that new thing about Reverend Wabui?
We met doing street evangelism in Nairobi.
Oh, street evangelism. Dada Peter Kwayo si na mimi hapa. Mukakutana. Now, wait a minute. I mabo evangelism na leta shida. So when did the connection come? Was it after in the evening after you are bringing the results back? That will not change things, my brother.
When she bought me lunch.
When she bought you lunch.
Yeah.
Seriously, walewera, what the kitwa? Were you employed? Sorry. Robbie, my brother-in-law. How did you get to the jail? Now I could go avoid you being trouble. I will say it. How did this new thing come? Because you see, if the Lord is saying I'm about to do a new thing, people must understand how the new thing comes about. Yes. How did it come about? Youth meetings. Yes. No wonder you're asking where your brothers and sisters and boys are. Yes. And then what happened? Yeah, bring it home. Yes. The first time. It's always the first time. You spotted. Your eyes looked. Of course, they had to look. They looked and they saw. And you liked it. And she liked it. You know, the other day we had a pre-wedding of one little guy. He was so happy to marry this guy. So he put a music in the church. And the song went, I see you see me, you look me, I love you, let us go. Out of the song. So out of that. Let me tell you, because they are brothers and sisters who are suffering because they believe this new thing must happen in a very holy way. So they get those ideas. You have to tell them how it all began. Preacher and a student, but you waited. Yes. You are doing bees? And I'm selling a character customer. So the guy comes. So how did the connection come? Yes. Yes. You are saved, but they were not. Yeah, you are saved, they were not. So they were saved, and they were not. Uh-huh. And then?
When the Christian came to work with them,
they brought him to meet another Christian.
Yes.
Of course, when he told me he's a Christian, I didn't believe it because of the company that brought him.
Yes.
So I elected him for 1 hour.
1 hour. But inside, you are hoping things will work. Okay, well, for 1 hour. Yeah, banana, through the banana in the market. Miaka saba mukahubiri. Akamalazi araban.
Sila eli mapinduzi ya baba na mama. Alimjua kweli nilea.
Tisi miaka saba ya araban. Aliko wakuna. Lakini dani. Alikuwa na chameka chameka. But ladies and gentlemen, this thing that the Lord is doing, the new thing, takes different shapes for different people. That is the point I'm raising.
But where, you know, I didn't have a who you.
We started, there was no dating. We could not date. She finished college. And then she comes, oh, I've been posted. She finished more. Oh, I've been posted to a new place. Pray for me. It's a very hard area. Me, as an innocent as I look. So I said, I'll pray for you. And then we are writing to each other. I'm talking about the new thing. Are we together? So we are writing to each other. So, oh, this is boy. It's very dry. And then one day I was met by some couple who are older than my parents because something was happening. And I was telling her, oh, pray for me. And then she was reading. Oh, I'm praying for you. Oh, my goodness, I'm praying for you. I think she prayed very earnestly. The next thing, so that you don't feel guilty, we go to Thika Crusade and we're meeting at a pastor's. Mimi, I'm a very open person. In fact, if I see something is good, I say it's good. So I tell her, let's go buy milk. We stood somewhere in a neighborhood. This woman, mama. 30 seconds. Haikuisha. Kabla chasema, hey, my guy, I'm ready. This. She tells me, I'm telling you about the new thing, right? Me, the new thing started in Veka. And for her, I was like, I keep asking her, Why did it come so fast? And he said, the Lord had already prepared me for you. The Lord. You see, the point I'm raising is this. The Lord, when he brings this new thing, he brings different shape from different people. So when you are waiting for God to do a new thing, don't think it will come our way or Dr. Jorogi's way. It is different for each person. And some of us have seen God doing new things, and you have made those things pass waiting because you read that book that says the beautiful ones are not yet born. A new one came, ikapita. Ukamweka darubini, elimu haijaingia. Ukaweka darubini, hajui kizungu. Ikapita. Here we are, oh Lord, when you remember me. Oh Lord, I know you are blessed. Other people. Mother, ni nechu wakurangyo kuna adhima. Ona nengo hauda adhima ona andie. Na Mungu amepitisha wegi, madugu, na uoni. Mwingine alikuja, akakuofa. A ride, hukufugua macho. Akakuambia dugu, akatoa ushuda wa 1 hour. Na ukiona, because you thought you have to get Kemani's way. Open your eyes because what God has purposed to you for that new thing, it is specially made. Usiwe kama huyu mama alikia kwa and there was a flood and she was climbing and there was an announcement. Oh, please get out, evacuate because there's a flood coming. And the woman said, oh, I'm going to wait for God to come and save me because I know God saves people from anywhere. And a boat came. A canoe. Hey, lady. Hey, woman. You need to get out of here. The water is rising. You're drawn. Hey, leave me alone.
Hey. Ati wanakuja kuniambia nikiwa kwa boat. Mimi, the Lord who said miracle, who said help me. Go, I'm waiting for the Lord. I'm waiting for the Lord. So the guy goes. The flood goes up. She's upstairs. Another boat comes. Mom, this is serious. You need to come in. The water is rising. Oh, no. Oh, oh, my Lord riveth. Oh, my Redeemer riveth. He says, you never forsake me. Oh, never leave me. Oh, I know. My Lord is my Lord. Leave me alone. The Lord will save me. You know, we use this Bible to not be confused. Nahi. And then finally comes a helicopter when she had gone to the roof. Praying to God highly. And then a helicopter comes. Ma'am, this is your last chance. You need to get into the helicopter. Hey, hamukusikia. Sitaigia kwa boat. Sitaigia kwa helicopter. My Lord knows me. Finally, the lady drowns. She goes to heaven and asks God, God, you are now ready. You know why couldn't you come? And the lady was asked by Angel Michael. Angel Michael. Hush. The Lord came. He sent you a boat. And you refused. He sent you again. You refused. In fact, the Lord sent you a helicopter. What? It was you? I thought it was that white woman. It doesn't matter who came. I came to save you with a boat. Do you know many of us have left so many boats past them? And they are still talking to God. And say, God has forgotten me. Do you know? Some of your help, this new thing that God is about to do, he may use very unorthodox way that you may not predict. Praise the name of the Lord. But that does not mean you are not careful at what you jump to. I told Mama Agesh she's lucky because I know some ladies had a dreamt. Ulikuwa mpango. Unajua, atantumia kurukua. Mama wangeju huge nyipata. Wamepanga. Moja dada akasema, akatuma mwingine. Eda ota. Nakuja, Pastor Gigi, hey, I had a dream. Hey, oh, guy. It was a girl. That wedding, I've never seen a wedding like that. We were coming from Dr. Ada. We were walking. Don't ask me who. Hata ukinuza sister kuambia. Lakini namjua. We are walking. And, oh, Dr. Gigi. I was not. Gigi, that wedding was good. No church could contain that place. It was in a Afraha Stadium. And then the spirit kind of started telling me, watch out. And then, as we warned, if I may fast forward, she says, why are you not asking me who the bride was? Kamambia usiniambie, yule Mungu alikufunulia, atafanya nini? Atanifunulia. Ulikuwa ni mtego. Na ujue mimi nilikuwa dugu, kama ningekubali Danieli, ugenipata. Thank God. Treat me nice well today because I refused. Nilikata mtego. Who genipata? Number two. The new thing God... Are we together? Number two. The new thing God does is very unique. I said at the beginning, so that you don't lose, the new thing is here. And the next thing I said, the new thing God does is unique. Let me use another word. It's relative. Do you know what is new to you is not new to me? Ah, come on, you didn't hear me that. One day, I have 25 minutes. What is new to me might be not new to you. When I'm celebrating that God has done a great thing in my life, he has given me a new car. Alafu wewe unafikiria, for God to do a new thing, he must give you a car like he did, Pastor Gigi. Do you know new is relative? When it is new for you, Mungu amekuokoa kwa hatari ulikuwa nayo, akakuondolea ugonjwa. New kwa mwingine, ni kumake your father-in-law and mother-in-law mupedane. Ete, wacha nipite haraka hapa kwa sababu nina mainiro wengi hapa. Oh, ni kumaanisha kwamba. But we have been good to the father-in-law, haven't we? We've done well. Can you believe our father-in-law for the first time? He came and got saved at KCFA. Here, our father-in-law, mimi na Gideon. Alafu anaenda Kenya. Hotuba yake.
Don't tell her. Him. Anasema, najua mimi na wasichana kule America. Na ni sisi tuliwaleta.
Hawezi ku
I have two daughters in America.
Na ni sisi tulifanya nini?
We love you, father-in-law. At least now he's a brother. He was not a brother. Things will be different. Ladies and gentlemen, new is relative. Do you know Dr. Jorogen's old car of 1980 might as well be my new car?
Mnanielewa? Do you know kile kinatusubua katika Wakristo hata kufanyisha Mungu kazi kubwa ni kwamba
I want your blessing. I want a blessing exactly like yours. God has given each and everyone a unique new thing. And it is our job to ask God, what is that new thing?
Kile kitu kimetuharibu ni kukibia bio ambayo sio zetu because we want to have everything that everybody has. Na tumekuwa greedy. Instead of being satisfied, you know, the other day I was talking. Now we hear.
What wamenunua manyumba? What wamema broti? Wamewafanya hivi? And we think the new thing that God has to do, it has to be a plot in Githurai. Do you know what we might need as our family is for Michael to remain normal? And that is the new thing God is going to do to us. Do you know what God might be planning to us is for you to maintain your health? And that is more crucial than being rich like him. Would you be pleased quickly to listen to the Holy Spirit of God? What is this new thing that God is doing in my life? And please stop running other races. Za watu wengine. Wache kukibia mbio za wenyewe. Because we have stopped being ourselves. And we are competing with other people. Sasa watu unanunua manyumba hapa. Unakuta mtu amebadilisha nyumba yake. Kama huu mzee amebadilisha nyumba mara nyingi. Alafu nakibisha na yeye. Na nyinyi munaenda the same job. In fact, you have the same double place. Sasa sababu amenunua, what is your neighborhood, sir? Inaitwa?
Law.
Si ndio ile ya watu ambao the cream, sio? Na ile nyingine ya huko kwingi, kawagware ya law munaitwa nini?
The cream of that area.
No, yeah, the cream of that area. Sasa, ukikibishana na huyu mzee, useme, kwani mimi nadhokoma tunyoni, I'm also going to get a house. Na ujui, pesa kile amepewa ni kahawa. The bone ya kahawa. Imetumwa kutoka Kenya. Ameenda kununua nini? Nyumba. Na wewe unakibishana na yeye. Sababu hapa mama amekuletea pressure. You're not like other men. You see other men? I bought even a house. In fact, I had Furani, amenunua matatu nyumbani. You know, we women, be true to us. Kwanza nyinyi mnatufinya sana. Oh, we are the only one. See, Dr. Jorogi has a new car. They have a new home. I heard they also have an apartment in Kawagware. Before you put me pressure, Mama Wageshi, remember yeye walikuwa na shaba ya 500 walipewa na Kenyatta. Na mimi na kahawa kam eka magana mbili. He just sold 3 acres. Naona ni pressure hapa. Unajua ametoa pesa wapi? Wacha nijikune mali nafikia. Run your race. Don't run other people's race. Mimi, one of the things I love about this woman, she never stresses me, telling me ati tumeachwa nyuma. Mimi nafurahi mpigie makofi. Hani stress. Lakini kuna wengine wamerelocate. Sababu ya ile pressure wamewekwa. Hey. Kawazo kwa maganyoni. Nadhuria kwa nini wazawale wengine wamefanya hivi? Angalia nyumba, walihama huko na sisi tuko apartment. Ni miaka gapi? Sasa tunasomesha watoto. Naona niambia tuende kununua manyumba, ati korogosho unakibia na biza wengine. Find out where you are. Guess what? Kila mtu ana bio yake. Do you know there are people I used to run here in the US in 1978, 1980. Nilikuwa mkibiaji sana bila viatu. And one of the things is, we were taught when you are running, make sure you go behind other people. That's one of the secrets. You run behind other runners. Lakini mukikalibia, the last few laps, ile energy, we call it breaker. By the way, when you run and you have somebody in front of you, he or she breaks the weed. So where you are nyuma, you don't have as much pressure.
So technique moja wa Kenya unakibia to a level na kuna wengine wamebarikiwa. Vile alianza safari ndio atafanya nini? Atamaliza. Alafu kuna wengine wana home ya you. When it is go, wanakibia haraka sana. Alafu wanafanya nini? Sasa wewe unakibia haraka na wewe urubwa na Mungu uende constant speed ndio ushide. Sasa umeanza na speed. Ikifika nusu kai. Alafu kuna wengine wanaanza pole pole. Lakini even after 3 hours, the last lap, wanakibia kama wameanza. Ujube ni huu, kibia bio yako. Wacha kukibia bio za wengine. Kwa sababu when you do that, you'll be frustrated. So when you are expecting this new thing that God is about to do, can you please look at yourself? You are unique. You are created in a different way from a certain occasion. And your blessings are not your brother's blessings. Watch it, because you'll be looking for the new thing in other people's life than yours. So I said, new is relative. Inategemea and where you are. Number 3, delay is not denial. Say after me, delay is not denial. Kuna wengine wanaona hii new thing God has, you've been praying, imekaa sana. And you know, when you give up, when something takes too long, you start doing other things. Kube baraka yako, itakuja mwishowe. You know, there are people we can pray for here. And their things will be instantaneous. Zigine, zitachukua wiki. Zigine, itachukua mwaka. Zigine, itachukua miaka. The fact is, God will still fulfill them. What you need to do is don't confuse delay as though it is equal to denial. You all know a guy called D.L. Moody. D.L. Moody prayed for 2 of his childhood friends, waokoke, akaoba with a zeal. Lord Jesus, please, we pray for my brother. We've been together in Nazareth school, and here we are. My Lord, I come that you may save them. For the 60 years, ya huduma yake, none of them got saved, but one was saved in his last sermon before he died. And the other one was saved immediately he died. Was his prayers in vain? Did it come to a fruition? He waited. Hata kama kile unafanya kitafanyika baada umekufa, it is okay. But do not ever mistake a delay being a what? Ka ukiona mtu akikuletea shida kwa nyumba mwambie delay it denial. Make it your formula that you tell somebody it is not a denial, because the Lord indeed will come. You know, sometimes you will come here to this country of America and you know who you are, and you are wondering what God must do. Do you know sometimes God may take you to a retreat even before he does that new thing? God may push you back. And in the eyes of people, it may look like God is not understanding. But God is in the process of making you. You see, we come to this country and we want to succeed. Wewe unakuja na attitude ile ukua nayo ya Kenya. Unafikiri kwamba ulikuwa na fly hii inaendelea bere. I don't know what you are. What were you, Mr.? What were you in Kenya? A what? Sikiza. Meat inspector. Na notu wana waraga. Na notu wana waraga. Meat inspector. Daktari wa nani? Sasa daktari wa nyama. Kwanza, sio doctor. Hear the first word he said. Inspector. But I know what other inspectors used to do. Wakienda ku inspect na wanajua nakuja, anachomewa kilo ngapi? Akija kula, stamp, pa, in anapita. But he didn't do that. Although I know there was one day, speak the truth, there was a day you inspected and you were given some meat. Were you ever? What? It is always. And you know when it means always, kuna zigine, say the people, okay, sasa, he didn't do it. Now, when you came to America, did you come to an inspector position? Okay. Inspector to a lone mower pusher. Tinyanyeki. Badaraya, food inspector. To what? Aya. Dr. Kihoro, what were you in Kenya? Deki hujoine reunie. You are a teacher. When you came here, did you get a teaching position? What were you?
I became a CNA.
A CNA. Mevatidietu? CNA. Where about teacher too? CNA. By the way, don't lose the point. The point I'm doing is this. For God to do a new thing, sometimes he may take you back so that you may jump. The CNA. There's a former MP, alikuwa hapa, sisi tutasema jina yake, alifanya CPR. Unamjua? Alipoenda Kenya, gazeti za Kenya hazikutofautisha. By the way, CPR means very technical. Jerry, what is CPR? Cardio. Mammary. Sasasitation. Haya. Unajua hiyo utaweza kusomea for how long? You can get that in 2 weeks, right? Eh? 2 hours. Haya, naonekana kulikuwa na kadiri tu huko peke yako, CPR wameja hapa. So CPR akaenda gazeti ya Kenya ikaandikwa, a former cabinet minister has come, and if she goes through, that party has a potential minister of health because she has come from the US with Samatena Kaido Bara. Na kuna wengine walimuamini. Ah, na CPR ati huyu usicheze huyu mwana anafufua watu wakifa. You know, eh? Anapiga jump kepa ya watu wafanye nini? Sasa bwana Kehoro sipi huko peke yako. Mimi nilikuwa mchungaji. Moderator mzima wa Hope and Praise Tanzania yote chini yangu, Mombasa yote chini yangu. Nilipoenda hapa dikita sintaka do pesa. Sasa naambiwa ati kuna mahali ya kwenda kuangalia nursing. I didn't know what it was. A facility where I was supposed to go at 11 o'clock. You call it whatever you want to call it. 11 o'clock. Make sure if they wake up, you tell them to go to bed. You are getting an idea. In the morning, prepare a cup of coffee for them and then go. So for me, it was going there. And they were old people. They had little memory. So at times, I would go very tired on a Friday. I would sleep and watching the television. And I would wake up after 30 minutes. And I would find all those white people looking at me. Thank you. Sababu mudomo ni nangorota. Na hawa mama, walienda kulala just 30 minutes ago. But they forget. So I wake up. I say, hey, are you okay? They go, hi, is it breakfast time? No, it is only 12 of that. Oh, okay, let's go back to bed. And then they'll go. And then, nikatandika hiyo kazi, I'm not told you yet what it is. Nikafanya kazi kwa muda. Alafu siku moja, nikapata in the book, wakaniambia whoever was releasing, hey, George, the lady, I don't even know her name,
So-and-so, you have to take care of her because she has recently now forgotten even. She's waking up anytime and she's not wearing clothes. She's walking around naked. What? That lady, about 80 years. At what? She's walking around naked in the last 4 days. So, what am I supposed to do? You take her to the room and dress her. Jesus of Nazareth. And I said, what? I'm pretending I'm not hearing because I don't want to look naive. But they are telling me that lady has been walking around. Make sure you take her and dress her. Anyway, immediately, akili yangu ikaenda ngarua nyaururu. Nikaimaji nshosho. Amekuja. Ati nimpeleke. Lule, guapere liyako. Where am I going to begin? Ati nimpeleke. Nikaanza kuimagine. Nikaomba. Nikaambia Mungu. That is the time you pray, God of Abraham. God of Isaac. God of Jacob, and he comes. Nikasema, Lord, I pray for the time I'll be here. Let that woman not come naked. So the lady comes in the morning. Hey, George, did you dress her? Did she wake up? Who? No, I didn't see her. She didn't come. Oh, you are lucky. The following day, I went to the managers. I said, you know, I'm a student. When I leave here, I sleep a lot in class. I cannot continue this anymore. No, George, you are the best. This is the first man we have ever employed. We need you. No. Even my family are complaining. I didn't lie. It is called situational ethics. Situational ethics. They said, you go, but please, anytime you want to come back, we are ready. Nika toroka. Your cousin, ito nini? Eh? Kwa hivyo nimefanya si, eh? Sasa, niliimagine hivi. Kusomwe Kenya, na unajua kulikuwa kumetokea maneno kwamba, ati foreigners are abusing old people. Sasa nika imagine. Nikieda kuweka huyu mama, hiyo guo kubwa na dogo, alafu aniwekele. Nisomo kwa magazeti. A Kenyan pastor. Ha ha ha. Koma. Ha ha ha. Koma. Ha ha ha. Koma. Nikasema yodora ike. Lakini nisaidia kupata pesa kununua plot. Abaye Joe alinionyesha. That's where some of the money came from. But you know what I'm saying, my friend? When God wants to do a new thing, he may take you back so that you may walk higher. That is why, nyinyi ambaye muko hapa mnafikiri you cannot do certain jobs. The beauty about America, mheshimiwa, hakuna kazi ya class. Kazi ni kazi. Ukiosha gari, unalipwa. Nilikuwa na professor moja, alikuwa anambia wanafunzi. Kwetu, hey you guys, if you have anybody who, if any of you wants, baby, taking care of your baby, I'm available. I could do that. Professor. Sasa nika imagine. In fact, I almost created. Aje. Nione professor akija kuangalia nini. Because in America, all work is sacred. But Kenyans will never understand that. That is why. Namheshimiwa usiseme hii maneno. When we go to watch over a house so that it is not invaded, we don't call it watchman here. We say I'm in security. And when we are doing CNA, kubadilisha hiyo diaper, hiyo gashoshu and all that, we don't go saying, tuna change diaper. I am with the medical services. Sababu hataelewa. In fact, I had a friend called Joya. Aliambia wachungaji, wacha mnajifanya. Sisi tulikuwa na safisha wazungu. And he said the other words and all that. The point I'm saying is this, my friend.
the new thing that God may do to you may require you for a retreat. And going back, as I said, delay is not denial. So when we are saying the Lord is about to do new things, remember what I've told you. Please make sure that you know yours is unique. It may come at a different time for a different reason. Finally, because of time, I promise my president this time I'll go less than the time he gave me so that he knows I'm also overwhelmed. I'll tell you this for a fact. Sometimes, somebody who might bring the new thing may come from the most filthy people that you do not want. There's this woman who was very pious, but he had a very, very uncouth neighbor. Alikuwa hakuwa anajali mambo ya Mungu. So this woman would always pray, oh, no, 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 hallelujah. And there was this drunkard who didn't say, shut up. What kind of God is this you pray that does not hear? Do you have to shout? And the woman was like, oh, God, help him. He doesn't understand. And then she would pray every morning. And then one day, she got poor. And she was very hungry. So the neighbor, who was an evil man, heard her praying. Lord, oh God, it's a matter of day I might die. Everybody knows I believe you, God. Please come. I have no meal for my children. Lord, come, 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 come. And the evil neighbor heard it. He said, Goja, mutaniona nyinyi wa Kristo. Okay, you pray to God and you are even hungry. Do you know sometimes the world want to judge us when we lack and they laugh at us? So he was laughing. Wait a minute. This woman is about to die. There is no food. I want to prove to her that her God is not real. So he went to the market. He bought the groceries. And at night, he brought the groceries outside the woman's house, waiting for the woman to wake up in the morning and pray for her God and assume her to show her her God cannot provide. So she goes. She wakes up in the morning. Oh my God. Oh my Lord. She saw groceries. She started thanking God. Oh my God, I knew you would come. Thank you for your faithfulness. I'll leave you forever. Oh my God, you are faithful. I know you are God of the old and of the day. It is like manna, guy, shukari, mutuagano. Everything is here. And when she was celebrating, the evil neighbor came. Shut up. Gay, 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 gay. You think it is God who brought you? These things I bought to prove to you your God does not operate. See the receipt. And the girl, the lady, because she was in the worship, she said, thank you, Jesus. I honor you. Aren't you wonderful that you have even used my enemy to provide me? And the man, who used to? I bought it with my money. And the woman on the other side, wewe unaangalia vile unani nyonga kunyonyesha sio kitu. Upande ule mwingine, instead of seeing negativity, I concentrate on the positive. And I say, the Lord has instructed even the enemy to feed me. Do you know the new thing that God is going to do in your life? He might bring it from sources you never know, including your enemies. So when you receive it, sanctify it and get it. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, it's 4 o'clock. Let me tell you, I know I have 15 minutes, but this time I want to cut it short. There are many things, 5 things I want to mention. I did not write this, but I would like to emphasize on some of the things that may happen when you ask for these things. One, I know some of you are looking for new things. You want strength. You want wisdom. You want prosperity. You want courage. You want love. And you want favor. These are all good things, aren't they? Let me tell you what God says. There's somebody who wanted a new thing because he, she wanted to be, to have more strength for his life. God did not give him strength right away. That he woke up one day and felt that he had faith. You know what he said? I asked for strength and God gave me difficulties to make me strong. God may allow some difficulties so that you may be strong. So when you see things in your life and there are difficulties, instead of asking why, as I told you in the beginning, ask what is it? So the next time you want to be strong, Mheshimiwa, the next time you want to quieten those people, you might find some difficulties, but that is to help you be able to get that strength. Do you know it is said that the trees that make the mashembe, the uma, the good stick that you find, it is not found in the middle of the forest. It is found in the desert. Guess why? Because those trees in the desert have been tossed around by the weed for a long time, and they have wriggled, so they have become strong. That is where you get the strength. Sometimes God may allow some difficulties in your life before you get that strength. Did you hear the testimony of that lady who lost a dear one? Where did she get that strength? Sometimes it is out of those hard times. And you cannot move her. If you told her to talk about, are you still here? If you told her to talk about that before she lost her husband and a brother, she would not even. But you see, sometimes some of the things that happen, God may change them for good. And then somebody said, I asked for wisdom, and God gave me problems to solve. God might be allowing problem in your home, in your church, and that is the only way you're going to get wisdom. Because it is not going to come in a plara. Ati kianguke, uamuke asubuhi. Haya, nimeamuka nikiwa na wisdom. Haya, gai, tamakade moge. Haya, let's get this strong. He will allow what? Problems to come. Because as you solve, then you become wise. Sometimes you want to have this new thing called prosperity. And you have been praying for it. I prayed for prosperity and God gave me brain and the brawn to work. He gave me brain and the muscles to work. Another one. I asked for courage and God gave me danger to overcome. Do you know some dangers you get? Wakati mwingine utaenda usiku, umekibia stima zizimike and you are all there. And you have danger to overcome. And that is where you get courage. The other thing, I asked for love. And God gave me troubled people to help. There might be some people in your home or in your church. Troubled. And for God to know whether you love, he may release some of the close people who are troubled so that you may develop that love. So not all those things you find in life might be bad after all. Finally, God, I asked for favors, and God gave me opportunities. You want favor in America? God wants you first to go and help that Gashosho or Rima. By the way, I forgot to tell you. Mimi nilikuwa mkulima bora. Nilipokuja huko, nilikuwa nalimia professor. Nilikuwa nikitoka, nakaa kama nimekaa fuko, nimetoka kwa fuko. In fact, my daughter used to tell me, Daddy, when you get from that farm, can you pass a different direction because I don't want to be seen with my friends because you look dirty. When God gives you a product, did you in America, do you know in America before anybody who has ever been a manager of Wendy's or McDonald's or Burger King? Do you know here in America, let me go back to Kenya, if a manager of a hotel or a restaurant, if something happens and a customer spills tea, what does he do? Somebody to bring me sugar. Sijapata sugar. The attitude of your manager wa Kenya. Enda. Kuja sikuwa hizi sukari. Na sukari ya. We kuja. Patia usu. Give this person sugar. Hapa. Kazi, kama mfanyi kazi, amekosa kuja, afadhali ufunge biashara. The manager in America, kama cho, imetumua vibaya and it needs to be pushed. The manager goes straight to fix it. If something spills, you don't call for a worker. You fix it there. You can never know a manager. In fact, they call themselves team leaders. Do you know, if you want a new thing, a promotion in your life, God may require you to do the very thing of the people you want to be over. So as you look for those, tell me, my friend, don't look for the new thing in the long press. Because God, this is a process. Some of you will go through a process before you even get this new thing. For Joseph to end up in the palace, he started from a pit, Aliuzwa, before he was promoted. Some of us cannot get the new thing because we are not ready to pay the price. It is too costly. But if you look at Joseph, what happened? Brothers, if the brothers don't sell Joseph into slavery, he will never get to Potiphar's house. If Joseph never gets to Potiphar's house, Potiphar's wife never falsely accuses him of attempted rape. If Potiphar's wife does not falsely accuse Joseph of attempted rape, he never gets to prison. If Joseph never gets to prison, he never interprets the cupbearer's dream. If Joseph never interprets the cupbearer's dream, he never comes to the attention of Pharaoh. If Joseph never comes to the attention of Pharaoh, he never becomes the second most powerful man in Egypt. If Joseph never becomes the second most powerful man in Egypt, many people will die. And all of Jacob's household will die. The process sometimes may look ugly, but you're going to end up there for this new thing. You have held so many promotions and new thing God wants to do. But you quit even at the beginning. And you keep crying, God, do a new thing. And he's saying, I have trusted you with this little. How can he even trust you for more? Ladies and gentlemen, we have to be people of faith and believe for sure that God is about to do great things. And when he does great things, all glory and honor will belong to who? So when you succeed, please make sure you do not take God's glory. Because the minute you take God's glory, as we were told yesterday, it will be over more than you can believe it. I've said this before, but let me say it for the sake of those who do not understand because I'm about to step out. Sometimes God does great things for us and he brings those new things and we take credit and God does not like sharing glory with anybody as we were reminded yesterday. So when you succeed as a leader, be quick. Mimi hudharau sana kuwekwa juu na watu. Anytime people praise me, I go back to the knees and I confess before God to give me a humble heart because that is the beginning of a fall. You know this guy? You know this story of the guy? Finish. Alikaa akasema, mimi, usinione hivi. Mimi, ni mwanaume na sio wanaume kama wengine. Unaniona hivi? Nimekata mkia wa lion with a knife. I have cut a tail of a lion with a knife, a pen knife. Usinione hivi. Me. What animal did I tell you? What did I tell you? Usinione hivi. I have cut the tail of a lion with a pen knife. Nikacho na mkia. Musinione. Mumesikia? Munya magani? Nilimkata na nini? A pen knife. Nikakata. Nikacho na nini? Mkia. Musinione hivi. Watu wakaanza kwenda kuambiana. Ukaimuone. This guy cut a lion. The tail and with a pen knife. Alafu mzee mmoja wa hekima akamwambia, if you are man enough, why didn't you cut the head with a pen knife?
The guy said, I didn't have to because that was already cut. The neck was already what? So what was the conclusion, Mark? He cut the tail of a lion. That is true. But the lion was what? The lion was what? All we can do is cut tail. But the Lord Jesus Christ has already cut the neck of our enemy. Victory and glory belong to him. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Jesus.